This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. I want to say thank you for letting me come right to where you are. And today, we're going to return to our series called Entry Points. And by the way, I have a new series, which is called Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness. Hey, you are the healed of the Lord. The Bible says that in 1 Peter 2:24. It says, by Jesus' stripes you were healed, past tense. So you may ask, well, if I was healed, then why am I sick? Well, that's what we're answering in this series called Entry Points. It has a wonderful study guide. And you know, I've just written a new book. I want to tell you about it. It's called Everything You Need to Know About Healing. It is the most comprehensive thing I've ever written on the subject of healing. I try to answer every single question. And I recently read a book that I love that is called There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. It is the testimony of a brother who was diagnosed with cancer, and he walked from that diagnosis into health. And it was so encouraging that I wanted to tell you about it. But if you'd like to know more about these and other materials, just go online at renner.org or give us a call. We would love to tell you more. And when you reach out to us, please let us know how to pray for you. And this series is particularly about health and healing. If you need healing, or if you have a loved one or a friend that is in need of a miracle, let us know. Call us, and we'll pray according to the will of God. And we're told in 1 John 5:14 and 15 that if we pray anything according to God's will, He hears us. And if He hears us, then we're going to have the petitions that we have requested of Him. And with you, we will pray scripturally in faith. God will hear us, and we will believe for a testimony. But you know, I said yesterday that a lot of people do reach out to us for prayer, many of them for healing, and we receive so many callbacks from people who received healing and a miracle. But there then is another category of people that are still waiting. They're still waiting, they're still in faith, but they logically ask, you know, I've believed, I've stood in faith, I'm trying to do everything right. Why have I not received the manifestation I need or that my friend or my loved one needs? Why have they not received yet? Those are very important questions, and they deserve a good answer. So I'm trying to answer that in this series called Entry Points. We have to be sure that we close every door to the devil. 1 Peter 2:24 really does say that you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Healing belongs to us. We're not the sick trying to get well. We are the healed of the Lord that the devil's trying to make sick. And maybe he's found an entry point, and we saw yesterday an example of the very first entry point ever provided to the devil in history. And that's where we're going to go back to today and begin, then we're going to move on. So reach for your Bible, because we always use the Bible in this program. And I want you to turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 17. But first, let me review a little bit yesterday. When God made the earth, then finally it's His crowning achievement, He made man, and He took man and put him into the garden and told him to dress it and to keep it. And the word keep means to guard, to hedge about, or to protect, which means God had told Adam, hey, this is your gift. It doesn't get any better than this. This is the Garden of Eden. The word Eden describes something that is pleasant or delightful. There was no strife, no sickness, no poverty, nothing dark, nothing malevolent. It was as ideal can be. But God said to Adam, this is yours. You're in charge. Now it's up to you to keep it, to guard it, to protect it, to build a hedge around it, because there's a devil out there that wants to get in. And if he finds his way inside, it's going to be bad, because he will come with all of his evil malevolence and destroy everything. And God said to Adam, of every tree that is in the garden, you may eat except one. But in the day that you eat of that one, you will surely die. Well, the moment came when the serpent seduced Eve. She reached out, partook of the fruit, and when Adam saw it, he knew that his wife spiritually had died, and he didn't want to lose her. So he decided, knowing what he was doing, that he would reach out and partake of the same fruit. And when he did so, that's when the door opened. An entry point was provided. And yesterday, I gave the example of what happens when a dam breaks. There is that dam. It's holding back all that water in a lake. And suddenly the dam breaks. And when the dam breaks, the water comes cascading through the crevasse in the dam, and it destroys everything downstream. It uproots all the trees, all the man-made structures. It floods the fields. It is so destructive, and it is all-encompassing. And likewise, when Adam reached out and willfully transgressed, he exactly knew what he was doing, and he partook of that fruit. Suddenly it opened a door, or it created an entry point, and that's what the devil was waiting for. And suddenly, like a spiritual dam breaking, death, the devil and death and all of its consequences literally came rushing into the planet. Now I'm going to bring up something that somebody might not like, but I think it's a pretty good illustration. When I was a boy, I went to see Sleeping Beauty. And in the story of Sleeping Beauty, there's the story of the young girl who pricks her finger. And when she pricks her finger, suddenly that beautiful kingdom is engulfed in destruction. Vines grow all over it. A place that was once beautiful suddenly becomes engulfed in thorns and thistles and death. Just a horrible, horrible place. And it happened almost instantly. Well, the story I'm telling you about the Garden of Eden is not a fairy tale. It really happened. But just like that story, when Adam partook of that fruit, in a moment, suddenly everything God created to be good became twisted. That's when roses grew thorns. God never intended for a rose to have a thorn. What a twisted idea to reach out and take something so beautiful and to be hurt by it. That was the work of the enemy. That's when death came. That's when bloodshed came. There was no murder until death entered into the world. That's when life began to be cut short and illness and disease and sickness began to pervade the human race. It all happened because Adam disobeyed and provided an access point, an entry point. He gave place to the devil, and the devil came rushing in. Now, my friends, that's what happened in the book of Genesis, and that's what started the whole mess. The world in its current condition was never God's idea. God's idea was in the beginning. It was ideal. And if you want to see God's ideal again, go to the very end of history. When Jesus is ruling in Jerusalem during the millennial reign, there's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no strife, there's no hatred, there's no bloodshed, there's no war. In the beginning and in the end, it is ideal. But in the middle, there's a mess. And that's because Adam provided an entry point, and the devil literally flooded the earth realm. Now, let's go, if you would, to Romans chapter 5, verse 17, where the Apostle Paul describes this. And in Romans 5, verse 17, Paul said, "For if by one man's offense death reigned." And this word "reigned" is a translation of a form of the Greek word basileo, and this is very, very important, because this word "reigned," the Greek word basileo, means to rule with kingly power. And it tells us that due to Adam's disobedience, Satan found an entry point to enter into the earth realm, and everything in the earth realm was touched by the spirit of death, and death assumed dominion and began to reign over the earth and over all of humanity. And it happened like that, the moment that Adam opened a door and provided an entry point. And we've seen that the rule of death manifests in a myriad of ways. For example, illness, disease of every kind, bloodshed. How about plagues, earthquakes, famines, hunger, acts of murder, pestilence, corruption, discord, strife, war, disease, illness, sickness, and countless other calamities? None of these were a part of God's original plan. It all happened when Adam opened the door and provided an entry point. And we read in Romans 5, verse 21, that in that moment, death reigned. It reigned. And the word reigned, again, the Greek word basileo, means to rule with kingly power, which means when death entered into the earth realm, it began to rule like a monarch. It began to call all the shots. And rather than the world be a place that was filled with the goodness of God, suddenly it became a place filled with malevolence and darkness, and everything was contorted and twisted, because that's what the devil and death does. And the Bible says it ruled unto death. The word death, the Greek word thanatos. And the Greek word thanatos in the New Testament always describes spiritual and physical death, but it was also notably used to describe a death sentence, which means when Adam opened that door, a death sentence and all the consequences of death literally came rushing into the earth realm to assert kingly dominion over the world, and it unleashed very grim and dreadful consequences that the human race is still dealing with to this very day. But the good news is, are you ready for this? At the cross and at the resurrection, Jesus shattered the power of the curse. He shattered the power of death. That's what happened at the cross. And now Jesus empowers me and you to live above it all. We can literally override the system. That's what the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. We literally override it all, and that is so exciting. But in Romans 5, 17 and 21, Paul also tells us that now, because we are the children of God, Colossians 1, 13 says that we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Before we were saved, we were living under the old death realm, where we were dominated by death. We had no options because death was the monarch. It was the king ruling our lives. But when we were saved, Jesus literally ripped us out of that domain, transferred us over into the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of life, a kingdom of light that is not supposed to have any hint of darkness in it. In God is light, and in Him there's no darkness at all. And that means in the new kingdom, we are not to experience the things which were the consequence of death, which means we should not have any sickness. We're living in a new realm where we're to be dominated by God's goodness. And in Romans 5, 17 and 21, Paul says that through Christ, now we are supposed to reign in life. That's what it says. Romans chapter 5, 17, 21 says we are to reign in life through Jesus Christ, not by ourselves, but through Jesus Christ and through the gift of the abundance of grace and righteousness that He's given to us, we really are enabled to reign. And guess what? The word reign is the same word in Greek, basileo, which means to rule with royal power or to yield kingly authority. The same word which is used to describe the rule of death over unbelievers and over the earth realm itself. But now in Christ, we've been removed from the realm and the domain of death. And now God's plan is for us in Christ, that in Him we should rule with royal power and we should yield kingly authority through Christ Jesus. Death has no more dominion over us, and it is God's plan, it is God's highest wish for every believer to live with the sovereignty of a monarch and to exert regal influence in his life. And through the triumph of Jesus at the cross, and the triumph of Jesus at the grave, He shattered the dominion of death and all of its consequences over every single child of God, and that means you. And that is the reason why there shouldn't be a hint of darkness in your life. And consequently, even though we live in a world where death is still ruling, we are no longer under its domain. Now we've been given the upper hand. Wow. Eventually, a time is going to come when the whole world is going to be set free from the grip of death. But right now, we've been given the upper hand. You say, Rick, what do you mean? Well, let's go there. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Whatsoever means me. I've been born of God. How about you? Have you been born of God? Well, according to this verse, whatever, whoever has been born of God overcometh the world. And the word overcometh means to conquer, to conquest, to master, to overcome, to prevail, to subdue, and to have victory. And 1 John 5:4 could be rendered, "For whatever is born of God conquers, conquests, masters, prevails over, subdues, and ultimately has victory over the world." The word world is the Greek word cosmos, and this word cosmos means everything related to the world, including, are you ready for this? Nature and all human systems and everything in the earth realm. That's the upper hand you've been given. God's will is for you to conquer, conquest, master, prevail over, subdue, and ultimately have victory over everything related to the world, including nature and all human systems and everything in the earth realm. That's the upper hand that's been given to you, my friends. You've been called to reign like a king, and you are not supposed to be subject to the domain of death and its consequences any longer. And for those who are in Christ, there really resides an authority that gives them the ability to excel, to take dominion, and to conquer every opposing force, including the curse and all of its effects that were set in motion by Adam's disobedience. But in 1 John 5:4, John continues to say, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Now, this includes victory over sickness, victory over disease, victory over illness, victory over anything that belongs to the dark realm. It includes victory over a lack of peace, victory over strife, victory over bloodshed, victory over anything foul and destructive, anything that brings death and destroys. You're to have victory over all of that. All of that horrible stuff belongs to that old dark system where death rules. My friends, you don't live there anymore. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's Son, where you've been given a faith that overrides all of that stuff that's in the system. You are to be an overcomer. Though Adam's act of disobedience threw open a door for death to enter the human race, and death seized the throne and began to rule like a monarch in the planet, for those who embrace Jesus as Lord, death no longer holds its former dominion. It is no longer my boss. It's no longer my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. I've been transferred out of that mess into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And Jesus reclaimed me, and He reclaimed you from what was lost. And God's ultimate plan, here it is. It is for you to reign in life by Christ Jesus. And again, that word reign means to rule like a king and to rule with kingly authority. My friends, you're no longer to take the dictates of death telling you what to feel and what to do and what you're going to lose and how sick you're going to be. But God has given you the authority to reign in life. And this, for me, brings to mind Luke 10:19, where Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And this verse literally means, as children of God called to rule and reign in life, we have authority over all the power of the enemy. And when the Bible says over, this Greek over is a Greek word which means over, upon. It signifies a superior position. The word all is all-encompassing. It leaves nothing out. The word enemy, the Greek word ekthros, it describes the devil as being one that is hostile. It illustrates that the devil is absolutely malevolent. He comes to attack. He comes to destroy, which is what Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But we've been given the upper hand over him. And Jesus says, we have been given power over all, absolutely all, nothing left out, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And listen to this. By nurturing our soul and our spirits with God's words on this truth and renewing our mind to it, by lining our lives with these truths, and by using the name of Jesus that is bestowed upon us, we really have the divine ability to neutralize, overcome, rise above, and transcend any opposing force that comes against us. That includes disease, illness, and sickness. But the truth is, multitude of Christians still find themselves in the grip of disease, even though they've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and they're living in the kingdom of God's Son, where there's light and life and no darkness at all. Then why in the world Do they have the effects of darkness lingering in their life? It's not supposed to be that way. They're to be freed of that. They were removed from the dominion of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. So what in the world are they doing living in the kingdom of God with sickness in their life? That's not the plan of God. God's plan was for you to be delivered from the lingering effects of death and darkness. That's why I'm teaching this series. I want you to know the reasons why Christians remain sick, even though the Bible says by the stripes of Jesus they were healed. Then why in the world does sickness linger in their life? And we're going to see there are primarily seven reasons why Christians remain sick. Number one, the biggest culprit is the curse. We saw that in the previous program. Number two, a lack of knowledge can open the door to sickness. Number three, disobedience opens the door to sickness. Number four, foolishness opens the door to sickness. Number five, unresolved hidden issues opens the door to sickness. Number six, anxiety, fret, and worry opens the door to sickness. And finally, number seven, devilish attacks can open the door to sickness. But in the majority of cases, if you keep the door closed to all of these things, you'll be well. You are well. The Bible says you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. You're not a sick person trying to get well. If you're in Christ, you already possess healing. The devil's just taken it from you, or he's invaded you, probably through some kind of an open door that you may not even been conscious of. You may have inadvertently opened a door and the devil slipped in, just like he slipped into the garden at the beginning of time and spoiled everything. You are the healed of the Lord. And I want to help you walk into your healing, experience it, enjoy it, and make sure every door is closed. And that's why I'm teaching this series called Entry Points, how to close the door so the devil stops striking you with sickness. I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you. Someone asked the question, Rick, what do you do to take care of your health? Well, first of all, I understand that my body is not mine. According to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, my body belongs to the Lord, and this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty serious, and we need to be careful how we take care of our bodies if they really belong to the Lord. And in 1 Thessalonians 4:4, Paul commands us that we learn how to manage our vessels. That's talking about our bodies. The word vessel in Greek also describes an instrument, like any instrument that you would have in your garage. Well, you know, if you let an instrument set a long, long time and you never use it or take care of it, it gets corroded. In the same way, if you don't use your body, which is your God-given instrument, it begins to fall to pieces. And so I made a decision years ago to eat right and to exercise. I go to the gym 3 times a week, not because I love it, but because I need to move my body. This is my instrument, and my body belongs to the Lord, and I want to glorify Him with my body and run a very long race. And my friends, you're commanded in Scripture to know how to manage your body.
The devil is looking for a way to access your life, and if every door is not shut, he will find a way in. In Rick Renner's 10-part series, Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness, you'll learn how to walk in your healing, experiencing it, enjoying it, and making sure every door to the devil is closed permanently. Rick will teach you how to guard your life and walk in God's protection, how to identify hidden entry points in your life, how to shut the door of ignorance and claim the health Jesus purchased for you. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $20, this series will help you stop the devil in his tracks. In addition to this teaching series, we are offering you Rick's newest book, Everything You Need to Know About Healing, for $37. And There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel by Mike Clark for $20. These books will be your roadmap to walking in the healing Jesus purchased for you. Order these powerful books today. Don't miss this special offer. The series Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness, and the books Everything You Need to Know About Healing and There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. Visit Renner.org to order. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code now. Call or go online now.
Proverbs 10:21 says, "The lips of the righteous feed many," and that verse is mine. I know that God has called me to teach the Word of God to people all over the world. And my friends, there are people crying out for somebody to bring them the trusted teaching of the Bible. And I know that is my God-given assignment. And I'm able to do it because of the anointing and the grace of God and because of partners who sow their resources into this ministry. They put the fuel in the tank so we can get the trusted teaching of the Bible to people around the planet. And I want to ask you today, if you're not a partner with our ministry yet, would you please pray about becoming a partner? Become a part of our giving team and a part of our family, working with me and my wife and my family and our team as we take the trusted teaching of the Bible to people around the world. We really need you. And the moment you become a partner, we're going to send you my book called Life in the Combat Zone, because this is always a gift we give to those who become a part of our partner family. But I invite you to join us, and I thank you in advance for helping us to take the trusted teaching of the Bible to people around the world. We are covering so much material in this series, which is called Entry Points, How to Stop the Devil from Attacking You with Sickness. It's 10 parts, and it has a wonderful study guide that goes with it. And I'm so excited about my new book. I want to tell you about it. It's called Everything You Need to Know About Healing. I believe it's the most comprehensive thing I have personally ever seen on the subject of healing. We leave no stone unturned. This book is going to help so many people. And I recently read a book that really touched me, and I believe it's going to help so many people, called There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. It's not just theoretical teaching about healing. It's someone's testimony. It's Mike Clark's testimony. He was diagnosed with cancer, but he stood on the Word of God and walked into healing. It's going to encourage so many people. But if you want to know more about these products and resources, just go online or give us a call. And please let us know how to pray for you. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have delivered us from the domain of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God, where we are to be healthy and whole. Help us to embrace it and to drive every hint of darkness out of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you in the next program. But remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life.